Hello and welcome to this episode of the Hacker Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Jaren Swab, a software engineer and mentor to those looking to get a programming job. Some housekeeping things I want to talk about. The website is back up and running. You can find us at hackerculture.us like it used to be. There are a couple of pages that exist. Actually, there's only two pages that exist. There's the main page where you can go and sign up for the newsletter. So I encourage you to do that so you get updates on all the episodes. Having to worry about the podcast app you're using to alert you. If you want alerted, I can send you an email directly to your inbox when a new episode is published. There's also a section for support, so hackerculture.us/support. If you want to become a patron of the show, there are some perks I am building out for patrons. So anyone out there who wants to support the show monetarily, feel free to head over there and support us. Supporting will allow the show to increase in quality and allow me to focus more time on it. Some of the things that patrons will have are early access to the shows. So I plan on putting up the show for patrons a day early, maybe a couple days early after I finish recording it and get it edited. It'll be up there for patrons. I also want patrons to help shape the show because this show is going to be ad free. And so I would like those of you who are patrons to have a say in what's actually going to happen with the show and what we talk about. And of course, you will get priority on topic suggestions. So I do have suggestions open to anybody. The email list, you can email me and suggest a topic, and I'll put it on my list of things to do. And if you're a patron, I will prioritize that one so that those of you who are supporting the show can get content that is right for you specifically. This episode is about which Linux distribution is better for you. There are a few questions that you should ask yourself when looking for a Linux distribution. Are you looking for an easy installation? Like install it and then use one up and running and forget about it. It's kind of like the Mac OS approach. It's just there. It just does the stuff, right? Not a whole lot of customization. Are you a fan of systemd? Do you hate systemd? That's important because most Linux distributions are using systemd. So finding one that doesn't use it takes a little bit more effort. Are you looking for manual installation through the command line or something that is a graphical user interface for easy installation? Are you looking for a large software repository so you can just run some commands or click some buttons and install all the things you want? Or are you okay with installing things from source code? Another big question that you should ask yourself is, how easy do you want to install proprietary software? Because some distributions of Linux aren't super cool with proprietary software or even binary blobs in that situation, like drivers and stuff like that. So I have two distributions that I'm going to talk about today that you probably have heard of. The first one you definitely have heard of if you're watching the show, listening to this show, and the pros and cons to them. So the first one is, of course, Ubuntu. So if you've never used Linux before and you want to start getting involved in Linux and start using Linux, Ubuntu is probably the lowest hanging fruit for you. It's easy to install. They have a very pretty user interface for installation. It has customization options. It's not super in-depth. Like you can't change. It's not easy to change everything, but it's also not difficult to change things. It has a ton of software in the repositories. Some of them are even proprietary. But what I mean by that is that it's not hard to get drivers and stuff that are proprietary for Ubuntu. This is based on Debian, which is a non-rolling release distro. Well, Ubuntu is, at least. Updates on software are actually held back to make sure that they maintain compatibility, so that nothing's going to break on you whenever it gets released and updated on your actual computer. There's pluses and minuses to that. The plus is that, yes, you can be more confident that it won't break your system. The drawback is you don't have the latest edition of a software, which may fix some bugs that you actually need. So there's a little bit of, I'll call it hassle, around getting the latest version on Ubuntu or any Debian derivative that does not try to be rolling release, as so it's called. So who does this actually serve best? I'm sure you guessed this serves best new Linux users. This is pretty much the go-to distro for new Linux users. But also it can be used for anyone who doesn't want to like spend a lot of time maintaining the system. If you just want a Linux distribution that you just turn on and are fairly confident that it's going to be there in the way you expect it to be there, it's going to work, then this might be for you too. Ubuntu is huge. All people use it. It's not just for beginners. So keep that in mind. The other system is Manjaro, or system, it's a distribution, is Manjaro. This I've used Manjaro a lot in the past. I did find it easy to install. They have a couple of installers that exist out there for it on their website. They have a bunch of varieties, so you can pick a desktop that you like that looks nicest to you, which is really nice, and you can then further customize it as well. They have lots of software in their repository, just like Ubuntu does. So all of these things are pretty common with Ubuntu. The difference with this is that it is based on Arch Linux, which is a rolling release distribution, which means when a piece of software that you have gets an update, once it's pushed into the repository, you can pull it down into your system and run it. The opposite of Ubuntu is that this may break your system, but you have the latest updates, so you get all the bug fixes. For what it's worth, I have never hit a problem with that, and I actually prefer rolling release distributions myself, because I want the latest software to fix any bugs and security holes that might exist in them. And I have not had a problem with it breaking my system. So this is still good for beginners, because you're patching these security updates. It's not any harder to use than Ubuntu is. It's not any harder to install, but it also can be used in the intermediate level. Again, it's not to say that Ubuntu has no control, because it is still Linux. You can still do what you want to do. But I just find that Manjaro kind of has the vibe, I guess, of being a more intermediate system, but still very beginner friendly. And with Manjaro, you can have it set up so that you don't have to do much maintaining, or you can set it up in a way that you do the maintaining. So for me specifically, I like to maintain my systems. And so when I use Manjaro, I remove some software that kind of automated the updates and stuff, because I wanted to make sure I did it myself just the way I am. So you may be thinking, what do I use then? Do I use Ubuntu or Manjaro? Well, I've used them both, but I don't use either of them anymore. What I use is a system called Artix Linux. And so this is a derivative of Arch, just like Manjaro, with the difference being that it doesn't have systemd. They have a bunch of different options that exist. I picked the OpenRC version. OpenRC is an init system. It's in Gentoo. I don't know if Gentoo created it. They think they did, but I can't be sure on that one, so don't take my word for that. That's what I used, because I wanted to try out a Linux system without systemd. I wanted to see, like, what's the difference? How does it feel? How does it operate? How do I do things and get things to run on in the init system without systemd? Because I had a lot of systemd experience coming from Ubuntu, Linux Mint, Manjaro, Arch, all systemd systems. So I wanted to try something different, and I went with Artix and the OpenRC version of Artix at that. And it's Arch-based, and that's what I like. That's my preferred updates. I run the updates myself, run a command, and it's good to go. Would I recommend this to anybody? Not really, because it's not as straightforward as just installing Ubuntu or Manjaro. Picking an init system can be kind of a pain, because you don't really know which one you want to use. So I would say, if you have been using Linux for a while and you want to dabble and play around with a system that doesn't use systemd, Artix Linux is very good. I'm using it on my main computer right now, where I do all of my editing and everything. A couple of things you want to do to set up for software, some things that are in the Arch repository that aren't in the Artix repository at this point in time, so there is a little bit of manipulation and some configuration files, and the installation process is all manual for Artix Linux. There is no GUI, so you have to do all the commands yourself. You have to do all the desk formatting yourself in the terminal. So if you have experience with Linux, you've been using it for a while, and you feel like you're an intermediate to advanced user, check out Artix Linux, because it's a great little project, and I think it has huge potential as in sticking power and staying power. Well, that's all I have for you today. Appreciate you listening to the show. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, feel free to email me at jaron@hackerculture.us. If you are interested in becoming a subscriber, head over to hackerculture.us, sign up for the newsletter. And if you want the show to stick around and improve in quality, please consider becoming a patron of the show. Thanks for listening. Stay nerdy.